You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 108. Self-belief is the key to your success. In today's show, I'd like to talk to you about the absolute need for self-belief, because without it, you are really doomed to meet a lot of failure. You need self-belief in order to be successful at anything. It's a must. The challenge most times is to turn off your own self-doubt, your own negativity, and to go beyond the limitations that you placed on yourself. You must rise above what you believe is possible for you to attain in your life, because you're the only one who has the power to get in your own way. You must rise above all self-doubt and reach for a level of courage that will assist you in making your dreams a reality. You must know that your dreams are possible and that you are able to create them at will. That's the challenge. Your greatest obstacle to creating the life of your dreams is you, is overcoming self-doubt. Why do we need to talk about self-belief? Because it's all that really matters. It's the key to your success. You are the only one determining your life. You are the only determining factor that can bring about success for you or failure. And failure is really just a perception, because you can't fail if you don't give up. What some people call failure is really about trying something new. And trying is all about learning. So you can never really fail if you keep reaching for your goals, because one day you will get there. You will reach your goals. You must remember that no one outside of you has any power over you unless you give your power away. So the power to create the life of your dreams is within you. You determine if you will manifest that life or not. It's all within your mind, within the belief in yourself. I know that there are many of you listening to the show right now, and you're thinking that there are many outside influences that can determine your personal success or not. But I want to lovingly remind you that when you believe this, you are entertaining a false belief. And I want to remind you of the truth of the universe that you exist in. You can choose to give someone else or something else power over you, but that's your choice. In truth, they have no power unless you give it to them. The reason for this is because we live in a universe that is created from the level of mind. And no one has power over what you choose to think about. They can't control that completely. They can only influence you to think negatively or to create unwanted things in your life. You create through your focus. So choose more carefully what you put your focus on, because what you focus on is what you create. You have to take your power back. And one of the ways that you do this is by eliminating negative outside influences in your life. Guard your mind, because it's sacred. It's the womb of your complete reality. You cannot change other people, because there will always be doubting Thomases and negative Nancys. You can't do anything about that, because people will be people, and they are choosing to focus on what they want to focus on. Some people would have nothing to say if they stop being negative, because that's all they want to talk about. But just watch yourself. Move away from the negative and move toward the positive. You can easily be drawn into a negative situation or conversation, because we all know these kinds of people. But my advice to you is to avoid them as much as possible, because the more you entertain those negative conversations and low vibrations, the more you become like them. Everything is energy. And the fact that you are entertaining someone who is negative says that they are reflecting and embodying a vibration that is within you. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to get so close to you, and you wouldn't want to be around them, because you wouldn't be a vibrational match to them. So be aware of that. When you begin to remove negativity from your life, you start removing it from your mind, from your thoughts. And when this happens, those negative people will automatically start moving out of your life because you are no longer a vibrational match to them. So once again, take a good look around you in order to see the vibrations that lie within you. You can see who you really are on a vibrational level by looking at the people who are closest to you. The closer someone is to you, the more alike you are in vibration. That's just the way it is. Otherwise, they would be repelled by your energy, by your higher vibration, and they will begin to move out of your life. Your relationship with them will become more distanced. This is how it manifests. You really don't have to do anything. All you have to do is change the way you think and let the universe do the rest. So believing in your dreams is what's really crucial, not worrying about what other people think about your dreams. In fact, sometimes you need to just keep them to yourself because they were given to you. And you are the one that has to take responsibility for bringing them into your reality. Remember, everything begins in the mind and then it starts to take form on a physical plane. It will only begin to take form when it has developed enough spiritual momentum. Or to say it another way, your thoughts begin to take form once they have enough energy behind them to manifest. So the more you focus on something, the more energy you're giving it, and the stronger it will become. It gains momentum, and with time, it's more likely to show up. Just stick to it and keep believing, because it's really just a matter of time. All you have to do is intend for something to happen, and then don't resist it. There's no need to force it. It will come when it's time. Creating the life of your dream starts with you believing that it's all possible. You must believe that it's possible to have what you want. And you must believe that the universe will bring all that you need into your life to help you. Because the universe will bring everything you need, the right people, the right circumstances, the financial support, all of it, right to you. You will be supplied with the building blocks. And then you'll have to put it all together. At that point, it's up to you to make it happen. That's where self-belief comes in. You must believe that you're able to create it. You must first recognize the opportunities when they come to you. This is why we spoke about the secret messages of the universe in the early part of the year, because it's important for you to understand those messages. You have to realize when the universe is communicating with you, because you are always receiving clear answers to your prayers and questions. Your job is to learn how to interpret those messages so that you can understand what it all means for you. The universe gives you the raw materials, and then it's up to you to put them all together. You have to learn how to interpret the subtlety of the universe. And once you understand that language, then you'll see that the universe is not really subtle at all. The answers appear right in front of your face all the time. You just don't understand what it all means. So this is why it's important for you to understand the meanings of animal totems and numbers and other things like that, because these are all manifestations of energy. They are vibrations that take on a physical form in your reality, and they carry clear messages to you if you understand the meanings of the vibrations that you're encountering. Nothing is by chance or by accident. The universe is precise and exact in every way. It's incredible. You will never experience a vibration that does not match yours. And once you really understand this, you will become more empowered immediately. Everything is important because everything is a manifestation. Life is a process of interpretation. You are interpreting energy all the time. That's all you do. But you can only interpret the energy that you're conscious of. So the subtle energies require you to become more conscious, to become more aware in order for you to interpret them. If you never raise your consciousness, then you will always exist in a world that has little meaning for you. Everything that's around you is literally talking to you, if you understand. This world is vibration and it's really deep. And I'm really just trying to help you become more conscious and aware of the subtle energies that are around you. That's all I'm trying to do. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. You cannot create the reality of your dreams if you don't believe that you can. Your work is mental, and then it becomes physical. you have to create what you want within your mind first, and then you will have some physical work to do. Because when you create from a vibrational level, the physical work is easy. It flows. Everything you need will walk right into your life. Everything. This is when you know that you've created your desire from the level of vibration, because things flow easily to you. Everybody's in their place. But when you have to force something into being or a situation, then you're trying to make something happen that has no vibrational foundation or that it's just not time for. Time and patience are indicated in this situation. Don't force it, or you will regret that you did. Learn how to go with the flow of the universe. And once the universe does its part by giving you the building blocks, then it all becomes a learning process for you. With each successful manifestation, you become more self-empowered. You begin to believe in yourself more and more. And because this is a learning process, the universe will require you to gather more faith with each new level of manifestation. You are being trained to trust the universe and to believe in yourself more and more. You are being convinced of your ability to create with ease, and you are being reminded of your greatness. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.